The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today. She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Talk about it. Packers wide receiver Jayden Reed has been nominated for the FedEx Ground Player of the Week. Fans are encouraged to vote on Packers.com for the 24-year-old receiver. Going forward, I guess, Joshy, this is your space more than anybody else's. Would you start Jayden Reed after the week one he had, knowing that Jordan Love will not be under center, but knowing he is right now the most explosive offensive player that the team has?
If you have Jordan Reed, you have to play him. Not a single other player besides Josh Jacobs is playable.
Can I get an under over on jet sweeps this week?
7.
And you're, I'll take the over.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be in the playbook.
Bo Melton, Jayden Reed, just run them all. You got speed, you're running a jet sweep
I don't think so. I'd kind of leave it the way it is right now. Him as the 3.
Well, I mean, he's going to get he's going to get opportunities, and the Packers are going to I don't think there's anybody else on the roster at wide receiver they're going to manufacture touches for.
No.
Well, because Christian Watson would be the other person I could make an argument for. Jordan Reed or Jayden Reed? Jayden Reed. But if Malik Willis can't throw the ball downfield, it sort of takes that option away, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, they're not going to again, those are 50-50 opportunities anyway, right? You know what I mean? Maybe you hit one, maybe you don't. You're not going to hit one every game. So they make sure they get touches, whether it's screens, whether it's the jet sweeps, they manufacture touches. Yeah,
you know what? Not going to surprise me. First play of the game, they're going to just air it out to Watson.
Kind of like they did
just
against
Detroit.
Just a
fire shot across the bow. Against the bow. But even Minnesota's very first game, that wasn't the first play. That was the first play of the game.
That was the first
game.
Play.
Yeah.
First play of his NFL career.
Yeah.
And Aaron Rodgers didn't trust him ever again.
Who was that?
No. Watson?
Oh, Watson. Yes.
When first he dropped it in Minnesota.
We put it on the poll last week headed into the game. What are you more concerned about, the defense or the offense? Same question to you this week. Obviously, the offense we thought would be kind of the model of consistency, not having Jordan Love out there. And we will, again, continue to monitor the timeline for his return. But now are you more worried or concerned about the offense? And, you know, assuming that the defense just continues to make strides, continues to grow, continues to evolve, Gabe. You gotta be.
This week?
Come on.
Yeah.
The fact that you're even deliberating is insulting to me right now.
Did you watch how they played on Friday?
I did, but again, Malik Willis.
Yeah, so now the offense drops down about the level the defense is.
Which one are you more concerned about?
Why not both?
No, it's the offense. I think now LaFleur goes into Halfley and says, they can't score more than 17 points. This is on you. I'm telling you.
They're scoring more than 20.
You think so?
Yeah.
But I looked at the box score and the team stats. I mean, if I read those stats, it's not even close. I mean, 40 minutes to 20 minutes time of possession,
yep.
43 plays to 70-something.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's one of those ones that throw you off. You would think that would be a 28-7 type game.
They were averaging 7 yards per play.
Yeah.
And they didn't run the ball well. Guess what they're going to try to do and probably do pretty successfully against the Packers.
You know what? It's on both of them. Halfley, you can only let them score 17.
Yeah,
that's it.
Like, the only way you win this game, it's like a 17-14, 2017 game. Man, they got a cyborg at quarterback.
Yes.
One of the best running backs in the league.
That's but the receivers don't really scare you.
It's
the defense is always solid.
Yeah.
This is a game, bless you, Jen, that is totally on the coaches, offense and defense. It's on you.
I'm concerned about the run defense still.
As you should be. as you should be.
So the run defense is really what you're attacking when you talk about the defense being your concern. We have all seen Jonathan Taylor. We know his work. We know what he's capable of doing. But the offense, again, is slotting Malik Willis in there. Is it because your confidence in Matt LaFleur is so high that you think that the offense can outperform sort of what we have been led to believe?
No, the defense is that bad.
Whoa.
No,
this
you
is
don't like
crazy
the D?
To me. This is crazy.
Well, here's the thing, Jen. Because
by the way, rephrase.
Here's the thing. Didn't they have Indy have two plays in the game that he just launched it over the top?
Yeah, but they were.
So now you got to be careful.
They were pretty.
But now you got to be careful of playing. Like I said about Watson, first play of the game.
Yeah, did you see Jair get burned?
Yeah, you got to be careful, Bob. Playing single safety high now.
Yeah.
Because they can take the top
mind for the last 48 hours.
Yeah, A.D. Mitchell and Anthony Richardson were close to three touchdown passes for like 40 yards each.
Yeah, so
Anthony Richardson broke next gen stats. Mm-hmm. They always put out on like social media, you know, they have the pass chart of, oh, here's where he was to these areas. They had to, his touchdown was literally off the charts. Because it went 65 yards in the air.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got a rocket.
Okay, so give me the players. Give me three players that have to step up in this game in order for the Packers to walk away with a win.
Oh, that's easy. Jair, Kenny Clark, Rashawn Gary.
Oh, they're all defensive players.
I was going to say Josh Jacobs. Josh Jacobs has to run for 120. Has to run for a lot. You run for 80, it's cooked. You know, it's got to be it's kind of like my chicken Alfredo. When it comes together, it's good. When it doesn't, it's not good. You know, and it's all timing. Because I don't measure. Who measures things out? Why would you measure things
Chefs.
Out? Chefs. You ask Chef Ed, I guarantee when he's cooking a meal at home, he ain't measuring caca.
Well, yeah, when he's at home, but like at the restaurant, the way you get the consistency.
Well, I don't have a restaurant, yeah. I am fine with one out of four. Four
you
times I make
be.
Alfredo, I nail
say,
it the one time.
The problem is...
You shouldn't be fine with one out of
if
four
someone
at home,
has the
at least
one,
shoot for two out of four.
If someone has the one, now you've elevated expectations for the other ones. They're going to be more disappointed when they get the two, the three, and the four version of your chicken Alfredo.
Yeah, see, but I already got my guy, so I don't care.
What you should do
you
is...
Didn't
you
didn't get your
be,
guy, though. You got your guy once.
I got him once.
your guy got you the other three times. He's ahead.
You so should this be is, writing down your yes. recipe, okay?
So this has to be Josh Jacobs, 120, Malik Willis, 60 rushing yards, I'm saying. Throw for whatever. 120. Who cares?
Yeah, like 15 for 25,
and
no
the
turnovers.
Defense has to keep Jonathan Taylor 100 or less.
Mm. Yeah. See?
I'm just, hey,
see?
Hey.
I think you're
you can't put too much cream to butter. Right?
I think Jen's just as down on this defense. She just doesn't want to admit it.
This is more about me knowing that Jonathan Taylor can easily go up over 100 and maybe we could recalibrate those expectations.
Sure. Now I'm cooking Now I'm cooking on electric because the Colts lost last week and the cream expired. But I'm still going
to
use it. And that's Jonathan Taylor only rushing for 60 yards last week.
Through.
No, we're on to the Titans. We're on to the Titans if we're cooking with expired
cream. But I'm not telling you it's expired.
Yeah, but no wonder it tastes like crap.
You don't know that.
I think I'd be able to figure it out.
You know when you figure it out? When you put it in your mouth. You know when you figure it out on Sunday when
you
set foot on the field.
You figure it out a half hour after you ate it and whether you're running to the bathroom or not. That's when you find out.
You can't be making those mistakes. That's unacceptable, okay? Mistakes that send people to the potty.
That's not a mistake, though. Like, he knows it's expired. He used it anyway.
Using rotten ingredients is akin to what?
That's a decision.
They're not rotten. Game? Who says they're rotten? You don't know they're rotten.
He's just saying past their expiration date.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
All right, let me ask you a question, Josh. When you drink milk and it's expired...
And what, drink milk.
When you drink milk and it's expired, what do? You smell it.
You take a whiff.
And then you drink it.
No. If you get a bad whiff, guess where that milk's going?
What if there's no whiff?
If it doesn't smell funky,
yeah,
then it's fine.
Oh, there you go.
I'm pouring on top of the Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
See,
we're all good.
I'm willing to take that chance.
Yeah, but if you grab the expired cream out, you take the whiff, and the whiff is bad, and you cook with it anyway.
I am so lost.
That's not a mistake. That's a decision.
I agree.
Who are the three players, Chew? He rattled off three straight defensive players.
Josh Jacobs. Well, obviously Malik. He doesn't have to play great. He just has to manage the game, essentially. And then I would go, Rashawn Gary. You got to... If you want to rush with four, they got to be disruptive. And if you're the guy making the most money, and people are going to tell you, well, he had a sack last week. That was it. Could have had the sack. You know?
Wow.
Right? I mean, other than that, he didn't do much. They need to be more disruptive.
Josh, you got three players, 800-990-3776. Three players who must step up for the Green Bay Packers this weekend in order for them to beat the Colts.
I think it's unquestionably Josh Jacobs. Josh Jacobs is going to be a feature for all of this. I think Jair Alexander has to play well because they're going to target him and make him run downfield because Anthony Richardson can throw it out of the gym. I think, honestly, a guy like Quay Walker. I watched some Twitter clips, some plays. He was just filling the entire wrong gaps at times. Which you can't do against Anthony Richardson and Jonathan Taylor. They will make you pay. Because they made you pay last week, and I'm even more fearful of these guys than the previous
two.
How
does that happen over and over again, guys, taking the wrong route to the gap? How does that happen?
Doing your own thing.
Yeah, freestyle.
I mean, I actually thought he was going to be a guy that had a higher motor. I mean, you look at those linebackers for San Fran. They don't stop.
It's just not fair to compare. They
don't stop.
The world.
He's just undisciplined. You know who he is? A little bit of Wayne Simmons. He'd do the same thing, you know?
I'd trade for Wayne Simmons. I'd love that version. If Quay Walker could be what Wayne Simmons was for you guys, this defense would be a whole hell of a lot better.
Yeah. In big games.
Sure.
In big games.
I mean, Quay's really had one game.
Is this his third year or
this
second?
This is his third.
Yeah, he's got to figure it out. Got to figure it out.
Got to take the leap this year for sure. Yeah. And again, Gabe and I have gone back and forth on this. I kind of thought he was being misused. Maybe it's he just didn't know where he was supposed to be. Ever.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's distinctly possible. If you love sports betting, you got to make your way to the Sportsbook at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. It has everything a sports fanatic could want and more. Get the ultimate experience. They've got dozens of self-service betting kiosks, seating for over 200 people, a broadcast booth, a first-class bar, their new restaurant, The Kitchen, VIP deck, and a video wall that's over 2,000 square feet. Don't forget, we will be broadcasting the weekly wager out at Pottawatomie Sportsbook Wednesday night from 6 to 7 p.m., me, Greg Matzik, and Ben Brust will give you the best bets of the week. It is a new era of sports betting at Pottawatomie. Get in on the action. Three players. Give me three names. Guys who must perform better, who need to step up for the Packers with Malik Willis under center to beat the Colts this weekend.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Josh said it's garbage.
I'm so glad that Josh is getting a front row seat.
He said it doesn't work.
Chewy.
Am I right or wrong?
We call that a setup in the biz.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Looking for a better used car interest rate? At Ewald, they make it easy to save on thousands during their used car rate reduction event. You can get rates as low as 4.9% on Ewald Automotive Group's best used cars. 4.9% on over 600 vehicles at 10 locations. Increase your purchase power with a better used car from the name Milwaukee has trusted for over 60 years. They make it easy. Go to ewaldauto.com.
It's Chewy's favorite segment of the week.
Hey, big guy, you catch the game?
It's power rankings time on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Did you catch the game last night? Can I say yes to you?
What will the big guy have in store for us today?
See the game last night?
Which game?
Any of them.
Okay, week one, I will say that this list is fair.
Okay.
That's it. Just fair. Good. I don't agree with everything. It's just fair. Okay, with that. Give me number 10.
Well, let's decide right away if we think the Packers are in the top 10 or out of the top 10. I'm going to say out of the top 10 but barely. So I cannot pick them at number 10. How about the Miami Dolphins at number 10?
I got Miami at 10 as well.
Los Angeles Rams, who played very well.
Did you have the Rams down there as well?
I had the Rams at 9.
On the road against Detroit, loses in overtime. I thought the Rams looked better than I anticipated.
Yeah, especially defensively.
Yes.
Without Aaron Donald, now Puka Nacua being out, certainly going to hurt that offense.
Okay. Give me 9.
I'll go Miami here.
Miami Dolphins are 9. Okay. Gabe, do you think the Packers are in the top 10?
No, I think they're 12 or 13.
They are number 12. Number 12. Okay, that was good with Miami. Miami didn't look as good as I thought, but won the game.
Care to comment on Doug Peterson's performance in that one?
A little bit of a choke. They said he had a bad fourth down call.
It wasn't great. Fourth and 3, consult the game away.
Hey, well, let's not act like they got blown out.
I was asking questions.
Okay?
I was just asking questions.
8.
Let's see. Cowboys?
A-O. Buffalo.
Gabe is right. A-O. Buffalo is at 8. I think I would have put Miami 8, Buffalo 9. Buffalo didn't look great against Arizona, who's going to finish 2/3 of the way down in the league.
I think they're better than
you
that.
Think so?
Yeah, I mean, they were in a knock-em-out.
I mean, they were in
the
control
Bills.
Of that game.
Yeah, Buffalo came back, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, okay. for an explosive offense for Miami to score as little as they did?
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. 7.
Cowboys?
Houston.
Jen's right. Ties it up. Cowboys are 7.
No,
I think I might have had
that. I guess it, then I get it wrong, and then I guess it again, and I get it right. So we'll keep that up.
I thought Dallas looked really good. You think they should have been higher? I mean, Cleveland has high expectations. I mean, this is all Deshaun. Yeah.
He stinks.
But they're still defensively still pretty good, and Dallas scored a lot of points.
With all the drama surrounding that offense, I thought the offense would struggle a little bit. They did not struggle at all.
All right, 6.
Houston.
Yeah, this is where I'll go. Houston.
Why is this so easy?
We watched the game.
Houston is 6.
So, I do also think that, for whatever reason, because the league went chalk, top 5,
yeah,
that this, you know, this, it was just filling out the bottom 5.
Mm-hmm.
But Cleveland, before the start of the game, was far more impressive than we thought Indy was. And Houston didn't blow out Indy.
No, but Indy, I mean, again, Indy was a team last year that, last week of the season, if they won that game against Houston, they would have won that division instead of the Texans.
I'm just saying, this is another case of, I think Dallas should have been in front of Houston.
Give it 3 weeks, and I bet, I bet Indy makes it into, I mean, sorry, that I don't want to, I'm careful of the implication there, but give it a few weeks, and I bet Indy is in the top 10.
Smelling an illegal bat. I am smelling an illegal
bet anything. I'm just saying that give it a few weeks, and I bet Indy's in the top 10 of the power rankings.
Okay. Fair enough.
I'll allow it. If Jen wants to bet Indy this week, she can bet Indy this week.
Why? Because you're reserved to the fact that they're going to lose anyways?
Well, I mean, or she uses her, you know,
jinxing powers
to reverse jinx it and give the Packers a win.
We might need a reverse jinx for this one. We got to pull out all the stops.
Is the line?
Yeah, like $10, Jen. Like, it's worth the $10. Well, I'll give you the $10.
I got to see what the line is.
It's 3.
Money line?
I don't know what the money line odds are.
5.
I have the Ravens here.
I put Baltimore here as well.
Oh.
Philly is 5.
Really?
Philly is 5.
I thought they would get better than the Ravens.
No, I don't know about that. I thought Baltimore would get dinged for losing.
Their offense didn't look great.
Eagles won.
Yeah, but I mean, Baltimore went into Kansas City and lost because an inch of Isaiah Likely's toe was out of bounds.
Yeah, that's
Kevin Durant.
Yeah. All right, 4.
So that's going to be, that'll be Baltimore.
Yeah.
Baltimore, yes.
I know how the top 3 are going to shake out.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yes.
Lions,
sure.
Niners, Chiefs.
Correct.
Which is garbage.
What do you mean garbage?
San Francisco is better than Kansas City.
No.
Yes, they are.
Disagree.
Yeah, you're crazy.
What happened last time they played?
It doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Good point.
I've been there.
One of those.
I
Also, you think Kansas City's better? No.
Again, my rule is, and it's going to happen every week, I don't care if they are not in the top 10. Kansas City, until they are officially eliminated from the playoffs, are going to be number one in my power rankings every week.
We learned our lesson last year.
Yep. They should be number one in the power rankings until somebody actually dethrones them.
What a shock that of the people here on the panel who didn't learn the lesson, it's you.
Got a question.
Oh, be careful. He attacked you the last time.
Yeah, this is another one that he should probably attack me on. Were you sleeping on the Falcons yet?
No. No. He was waiting for that since Sunday. I knew when I didn't get the text and I said don't sleep on the Texans, I knew it was coming. I just wanted it out of the way early and I didn't get it. Let's see where they're at.
Oh, Atlanta? Dear Lord, they got to be like
20.
I have the list up, so hold on.
They lost to a team and didn't count up a touchdown all week.
Uh-huh. 23, 24, they're 25th. All right, rest of the NFC, you got Minnesota at 22.
Maybe the Falcons are sleeping on the Falcons.
And you have the Bears at 18. I don't know if that's fair. The Bears at 18 I think is fine, but I mean, all right, the Giants stink, but you still went on the road and blew them out.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I mean, Minnesota looked better than I thought they would.
I agree.
Even
and they were
Giants
without Hockenson, I think, too, right? Hockenson didn't play. Oh, he's on PUP. He's on PUP. Yeah. So, all right, there you have it. Good.
So you thought it was a fair list. List.
Yes.
Okay.
Except for Kansas City at one. You think San Francisco should be one?
Yeah. San Francisco looked better last night than Kansas City did against.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter what Kansas City looks like in the regular season.
No, I know that.
They are that unique team that can flip the switch.
Yeah.
And
but
I wouldn't have thought.
I think San Francisco's really hungry.
I think they were hungry last year. I think they were hungry the year before.
They're starving over there.
Yeah.
Kyle Shanahan
is famished. I didn't realize they haven't won a Super Bowl since 95.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a long time.
Lots of reaction rolling in, guys, on the ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line 800-990-3776. We ask for three people, three players, three guys who need to step up, who must step up in order for the Green Bay Packers to win this weekend against the Colts. Obviously, Malik Willis will be the quarterback for the Packers. That is what reports are saying. Let's see. Jared weighing in saying, Quay was lost all of last game and couldn't tackle. Two, Bullard/Williams protecting those over-the-top balls so that McKinney can roam free. And three, Jacobs has to do better, need to control time of possession. Is time of possession, Chew, a way that the Packers can walk out of there with a win?
Yes, totally. Control the clock, get out of there. It's going to be... It'll be ugly. But like you said, it's going to be hopefully low scoring.
Needs to be low scoring. I mean, how many points do we think Malik Willis can score? Best case scenario,
I would say 17
game.
With a heavy load of Josh Jacobs.
Is he throwing one touchdown? Is the defense providing any?
I would say
any?
He's running
is
for
the defense
one.
Providing any points?
No.
It's the team.
No, just
that's
to the Colts.
That's how bad it is. We're going... Well, maybe if the defense scores touchdowns, the Packers can score points.
Keyshawn Nixon hasn't scored one in a while. Well, what do you say?
Keyshawn Nixon also not responsible for the decisions he makes on the field, as Matt LaFleur told us yesterday. Ron in the key wing.
What's that
saying,
like, not to be responsible for the decisions you make, Chew?
Is that a shot at me? I felt kind of joshy.
Nailed it.
I didn't expect it from you.
Everybody else was doing it. I just wanted to see what it felt like.
Ron in the key weighing in saying the three it needs to be won't. Wyatt, Walker, and Gary. The path would be what the Bears pulled off last week, but they ain't it. I wanted the first two gone over a year ago. Now I want all three of them gone. Petey Pablo weighing in saying Kenny Clark is playing like bleep. I assume he means he's one of the three that needs to play better. Ryan in the 262 says the entire offensive line, they have to keep Malik clean and unpressured. Quay Walker needs to not just fill random holes. Christian Watson needs to break out with a monster game, at least two touchdowns in order for us to come out with the victory. 800-990-3776. Someone reminding us that Aaron Jones looked pretty good when he was out there.
It was against the Giants. I mean, he was playing, you know, an ACC team. Not even an SEC team. The Giants stink.
No one's ever questioned Aaron Jones' abilities.
That's true.
It's Can he stay on the field 17 weeks?
I said this to someone this week, though.
And also remember, the number he wanted was not what the Packers were willing to pay him.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, he found a team that was willing to pay him more than the Packers were willing to pay. Good for him. Like, don't begrudge him at all.
Did I say on the show that Aaron Jones at his best, I think, is better than Josh Jones? Josh Jacobs at his best?
I don't know about that.
We saw
Josh Jacobs best 2 years ago and it led the league.
Yeah. Josh Jacobs at his best was first team all pro. I believe Aaron Jones has made a single Pro Bowl.
I don't know. Aaron Jones at his best is pretty damn good.
Guess who was better?
Well, when you're playing with a bunch of crap out there, it's got to rise to the top, right?
Well, but wouldn't that make it tougher to lead the league in rushing when your quarterback stinks? Teams are loading the box against you?
I just don't think there's a huge gap.
I think we're putting that on the Jed Gabe and Chewy Twitter poll is what I think. I see Joshy over there typing feverishly, and I'm thinking, which player is better at their best, Josh Jacobs or Aaron Jones? Chewy making the case for Aaron Jones at his best being better than Josh Jacobs at his best. We got to take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy for your next night out. Make Aria, the acclaimed restaurant inside St. Kate the Arts Hotel, your dinner destination. It's nestled on the second floor of St. Kate. It's an artful dining experience. You should experience the magic of Aria, where every bite is a work of culinary artistry. Learn more and make reservations at Aria at stkate.com. That's Aria at stkate.com.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
You want more physical harm beset upon people who are trying to earn a living.
I want winners. If someone has to die in order for us to win, then that's the price you pay.
On 94.5 ESPN.
After an off day yesterday, the Brewers are back in action today. Series against San Fran. And the series against Colorado that they are coming off of did not go as well as we had hoped. For a very long time, the Brewers were really good at winning series. Certainly earlier in the year, it's how you open up the lead that they did in the division, obviously. Now, they are still atop the division. That is not something that we are real worried about. But the wild card race is very interesting. Because we were hopeful that the Brewers would be able to make up some ground over the last month of the season and maybe catch Philadelphia or catch the Dodgers, who, by the way, are tied in the loss column for whatever it's worth. Tied across the board, actually, right now. So that'll be an interesting race down the stretch. Are we giving up, Joshy, on the old getting the bye for the Brewers?
I think the bye is becoming more and more a thing. It's possible. They have 19 games remaining in the season. Certainly enough time to bring back a three-game lead at this point for the Phillies, but if last week cast a little more doubt than I expected, I think. You expected, a team like the Rockies, you got to kind of win those series. So it is what it is in terms of with this team, I'm never going to fully give up on them, but I don't feel good. Didn't feel good about the week. Don't feel good about what they got coming up.
So if Philly and the Dodgers get the bye, what's best case, who you're playing next, and what's worst case? Because if you look at the Padres, they're only back one. The Diamondbacks are back two.
Yeah, you're probably not going to have to worry. You're not going to have to worry about those teams because they're going to have the top two wild cards. The Mets or the Braves could potentially catch them. I'm not that scared of the Mets or the Braves.
Arizona in.
And those are two good teams. Those two teams will probably end up playing each other. The Brewers are going to be locked into the three seed because they're going to win the division. So they'd be locked into the three seed and play the last wild card, which right now would be the Braves or the Mets. And the Mets have it, but the Braves are nipping at their heels. Mm-hmm. Yeah, in order to have any sort of chance at catching the Phillies, Dodgers, this road trip, you got to go 4-2.
Yeah, it's that next.
You got to go 4-2 on this road trip and then have a really good homestand.
And you need the offense to show up, right? Wasn't that the big criticism of the series against Colorado, particularly in that last game, very feeble offense. And we are used to that. That is a thing that we have, a drum that we have banged here when it comes to the Milwaukee Brewers. Again, we thought this year might be different. Young talent, those guys a little upstart.
It is, but it is different. I mean, this offense is drastically different than it was a year ago. Yes, they did not have three good games against Colorado. It's like having a bad quarter for the Packers, right? Okay, you had one bad quarter. Who cares? In a single game, right? You move on. And I think the offense is going to be fine.
So you chalk this up to the A's several years. Was it last year when they lost to the A's?
Yeah.
And it was earlier in the season. And it was like, how could you lose? Because Colorado is one of the worst road teams in the league.
Mm-hmm.
So to sit there and let them come in, kind of beat you up at your place, it's not a great look. It's not a great feeling. It's probably why Joshy and probably others are a little bit more nervous. Look, the Brewers are in the postseason. We're not sitting here saying, like, you know, barring an epic collapse, a collapse of epic proportions, the Brewers are in the postseason. But I feel like we are all to the point where that's not enough. We need them to go further. We need them to do better. When your team is atop the division standings all season long, you'd like to see them in the NLCS.
Despite the offense struggling in that series, and really the series before as well, they still lead the league in run differential.
But it's not like you get any extra points or you get any extra, like, nods in the postseason for that statistic.
No, but it tells you how good this team is.
Yeah, but you want
like,
to
this
be
is
hot.
Not, this is not fluky. This is not...
No.
This is not fluky. This offense is good. It's like when you guys losing to Colorado is like when you guys lost to Indy. Who cares? You guys were still a really damn good team. You still ended up going to the Super Bowl.
But it's like the NFL where you want to be playing your best baseball at the end of the year.
Yeah. We got, I mean,
there's 19, time. Yeah, there's sure. There's left. Time.
You're
but
be,
you want to be, I mean, that's how Arizona won. No, that's how they got to the World Series
correct.
Last year.
It's how Texas won.
How Texas won, yeah. It's fine. It's fine. Everything's fine.
I think the bigger concern than the bats might be what Murphy said afterward, which was that they looked different, that their fight was a little different, that he has seen fight in this team before where he didn't see it. Now, Chu, I'm guessing that's fatigue. I'm guessing
tired,
it's a long
yeah.
season. You know, you're kind of mm-hmm. like, you're just waiting to get to the postseason at this point, and maybe that's part of the reason why they went 0-21 to finish off the extra innings loss to the Reds. They finished 1-20 on Tuesday, and Friday against the Rockies, they had a 1-16 stretch, that according to the Milwaukee mm-hmm. Journal Sentinel.
Yeah, you get tired. You get beat up. I'm sure you do in baseball. That's a lot of games. You know, but you just have to reset. The thing is, you just don't want to waste. This season has been so awesome. You don't want to waste it in the last 19 games.
What do you mean waste
by being tired?
Oh, you're saying the team. The
yeah.
team. You've been
yeah.
so
you do not,
good.
Yeah.
So how do you combat that? I'm guessing it's similar towards the end of the NFL season. If you know that you're a playoff team, how do you get up for those last two or three games?
You got to dig deep. Dig deep. Do what it takes. Put in a little extra work. It's a grind. You know, in the NFL, it's physically a grind. Probably not so much mentally. More physically because you're tired. Your body's beat up. You know, it takes a little longer to get the body going and things like that. I would think in baseball, it's probably 50-50 mentally grinded and physically grinded.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, just a little fatigued. Bat becomes a little bit slow.
So
but
you
had the off day yesterday. Nice day, nice time. Just kind of reset for the next 2 weeks before you get your next off day because the next 2 weeks is going to determine whether or not you're going to be getting a bye.
You know what I think worst case scenario is? Oh, I don't know worst case, but I'd hate to get to that New York series and then just lose it then. Right? If you're not going to get it, don't get it with 8 or 9 games left so you can say, all right, you got a day.
Rest up for the postseason.
Right? I mean, to get into that final series against New York and be one game out and all of a sudden get swept or something, that is like, That's deflating. That can be deflating, you know? So, I don't know. I think they'll be all right.
Just a bad time to sort of have a off stretch for this Brewers team, and it does feel like a missed opportunity. You hope that it doesn't come back to haunt them as we continue monitoring the Brewers' progress in the final month of the season headed towards the postseason. Wrap up your summer with a simple deposit at Great Midwest Bank. Watch your savings grow larger as the days grow shorter. With competitive rates and tailored banking solutions, your money works harder for you when you bank at GMB. Join a community that values your growth and supports your journey. Great Midwest Bank is where your financial goals can become a reality. Visit greatmidwestbank.com to see what products Great Midwest Bank has for you. It's greatmidwestbank.com.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I thought
Salvation
every time
Army.
That they hear their name when it's non-scheduled, that's what they want to hear.
I could hear Ashley laughing in the background.
Am I right or wrong?
He's not wrong. Hey, he's not wrong.
He's
not wrong.
He is wrong.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Wisconsin Country Club, giving back to the community, and so can you. You can swing for Cindy, help raise money for ALS on October 5th with the 10 a.m. shotgun start, silent auction, raffles, putting contest, and more. You can register by contacting Don Tracy or Derek Gentry at the Wisconsin Country Club. Deadline to enter is coming up in 13 days, September 23rd. Just go to thewisconsincountryclub.com. It's where I belong. If you want to join me out there, no assessments ever, no food and beverage minimums. Find out more about joining me at a great club right here in Milwaukee at thewisconsincountryclub.com.
Earlier in the show, we asked Jason Wilde what his favorite James Earl Jones role was. And he mentioned the gentleman from Field of Dreams, the role from Field of Dreams, the character from Field of Dreams. You got a lot to choose from here when it comes to James Earl Jones' resume. But I think for me, one of my favorite roles was Coming to America, where he played Eddie Murphy's father. And he says, "My son works." He finds out he's got a job at McDonald's. Gabe, you got a favorite James Earl Jones role as we celebrate his life?
I mean, his most iconic is certainly Darth Vader in Star Wars, even though he was just the voice. It's the same thing again. We're talking about Mufasa earlier, like just his voice, so iconic. Those movies and that character are probably drastically different if they don't go to the booming bass voice of James Earl Jones.
How do you watch Star Wars and you can't watch Game of Thrones? What is your problem?
How do you watch Game of Thrones and you don't watch Star Wars?
Because
what's your
Game
problem?
Of Thrones is real. Star Wars is like
it's a good
for
point.
7 years.
Was very
it,
real.
Was it the dragons that tipped you off?
Yes, yes, totally.
Of course, the real part. Although, Chewy, you posed a good question for us this morning. If you had to choose who the voice to narrate your obituary, if you will, are you going with James Earl Jones or are you going with Morgan Freeman?
That's a tough one. I would say James Earl Jones because he's more grandfathery, right? Every role he kind of played, he was
The grandfather. Darth Vader was super grandfathery. Yeah.
Very loving. Very loving character.
Those Star Wars, number one, are horrible.
Those are the
you
got
to go to the originals. No.
Yeah,
no,
that's what original. That's what we're talking about. Yeah. The original three.
It was good when he didn't even know
it.
Who Darth Vader was. The best one was Empire Strikes Back, the original.
Yeah, you know who's in that?
Who?
James Earl Jones. You
where?
Dip bleep. He is the voice of Darth Vader.
Are you sure? I didn't know that.
Really? It's hard to have this conversation when you don't have that.
Well, not only did we tell you, you refused to listen as he was telling us that.
So James Earl Jones is the voice of Darth Vader. Are we all on the same page now?
Well, the fact that no one knows that can't be his best role.
Who is no one?
No.
That's right there. That is literally the only person who didn't know that James Earl Jones was Darth
from the
Vader.
Original one. He was the voice.
Yes.
If you say original again, I'm going to come in.
Field of Dreams was his best. I loved it. He was wonderful.
It's such a good role.
What about
such
the Sandlot? Great. He was so good. Now that's a grandfatherly character.
Which
right?
Show? Which one?
The Sandlot.
Oh, that was good. But he wasn't in enough
role.
Of it though.
Yeah,
small
it's a cameo
role.
More yes. Than anything.
So is it the Lion King then? Because he again voices Mufasa, and that's obviously, I mean, such a big character in the Disney world that they are making a Mufasa movie now.
Well, when
stop saying Mufasa, that is a grooming problem. It has nothing to do with a character.
I knew it would come out.
Yes. Just sounds like a grooming problem.
He was so good as Mufasa in the 90s. That
check
when
out
they...
that Mufasa.
Yeah. Just sounds like it needs manscaping.
Well, at least it's the man. I wasn't sure when
yeah.
You brought it up.
Oh, go. Yeah.
Had a pretty distinct visual. Shout out to Mike Holmgren.
The lion head.
Yeah.
The mane.
Yeah. Yeah.
If correct. You can't hear the water in the shower hit the ground, you got a problem. Am I right? For someone that used to, that still does mentality, it sounds like they do a little
oh
grooming.
Oh my goodness, Gabe.
They don't do grooming there.
Well,
they don't do grooming there.
Gabe, do you have a preference between James Earl Jones and Morgan Freeman? Or
Is it time to go to break yet?
Not even
no,
close.
We got 4 minutes.
Did you just imply
that they are in there shaving people?
It's what he did, yes. It's exactly what he did.
He confused mentality for manscaping.
I'm having trouble with my M's today.
Oh, two M's.
You think Gabe is going in and just having him take care of it?
Get a blood panel there, and that's about it.
That's a bad visual.
You got no one to blame but yourself. I know.
What a terrible job to have. The person who manscapes.
Didn't Jason get manscaped one time? No, he did.
Wait, like the guy from 40-Year-Old Virgin?
Yeah.
But that was like his chest, right?
Yeah.
Oh, Kelly Clarkson.
All right.
Jay weighing in, trying to get back to business, saying, I want Samuel L. Jackson to narrate my Obit.
Nice, solid.
Doesn't Samuel L. Jackson have like a contract that says he can only curse?
I was about to say, if you want your obituary to be full of obscenities.
Mother bleepers and whatnot. Yeah, I feel like that's part of the deal when you get Samuel L. Jackson.
93 is a good run, though, huh?
Yeah, I'd say
so. Oh, it's fantastic, yeah.
Yeah. And, all of the accomplishments to be so well-respected. Most of us want to do is leave our industry and be respected, and I think that James Earl Jones is the top of that list.
Did he ever get an Emmy or whatever they give away?
He has an EGOT. Mm-hmm. Are you kidding me?
What's an EGOT?
You got all four.
Oh, what? Give
name
me the four.
Them. Can you name them?
So what's the
E? Emmy.
What's the G?
Grammy.
What is the O?
Oscars.
What is the T? Come on.
You have a relative with this name.
I do. Oh, the Tony.
Hey!
Jen gave me the last two.
I think she gave you all four.
He's got all four?
Yes, and there's a very small list of people who have all four in the entertainment industry.
That's like golf, Gabe.
Who are the EGOTs? I'm going to look it up really quick.
I think Whoopi's got one. I think
Rita Moreno.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, she was from West Side Story. Right?
Still don't know who it is.
I think Mel Brooks might have one.
Was James Earl Jones in that?
Nah, Mel Brooks does have one. Whoopi Goldberg does have one. Andrew Lloyd Webber is on this list. Mm-hmm. John Legend is on this list.
Makes sense.
The singer?
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's kind of how you get it, right?
That's the tough one. Like, you gotta have a Grammy. So, like, Whoopi had a comedy album that won a Grammy. That's how she was able to get
one. What did James Earl Jones do? Oh, Lion King?
I don't know what his Grammy is.
I got it here. I just got to find him.
Because he was, he performed on Broadway and all that.
Elton John has an EGOT.
Really?
Also makes sense.
Jennifer Hudson.
Okay.
Singer, actress, producer. I think that's all you might recognize. I don't recognize some of these names. Mike Nichols. Mm-hmm. I believe Mike Nichols is Rachel Nichols.
Audrey Hepburn is on this list.
Audrey Hepburn is on the list as well?
Yes.
There she is. So yeah, 93, 94, 54, 54. EGOT completed in 1994. That is incredible. Good for them. Did you figure out what James Earl Jones got it for? What is a non-competitive EGOT?
So he got a Lifetime Achievement Award. So Lifetime Achievement Award would then count towards, which I believe he got his Oscar in 2011 for that.
Oh,
so now it doesn't feel great. Your career's so good, they give you an award, and you're like, oh, that doesn't count.
How could you say he was good in Star Wars if no one knew it was him?
Everyone knew. You're the only
one. Keep saying no one.
I mean, why did they make him go? It was very distracting.
That's the character.
He's breathing.
You think he did that?
Through the mask.
If you saw the movie, you would know why he talks like that.
So disappointing.
They give a little context there.
My God.
Life was better without the internet.
Now that I will agree with. Will D and Tosh is next on ESPN Wisconsin. Have a great one, everybody.